All right, good morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel in Erechim. We're back on Yud Beis. We're on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we talk a little history today. Okay, what should we do? Start Gemara, start first me talking. So let's do talking points, okay? And then we'll go back to Gemara. Okay, we are basically going to analyze the end of the first temple period and the end of the second temple period in terms of it corresponding to a couple of dates. So I guess the principal date that we wanted to correspond to is Yechezkel. Now, I know that sounds a little bit strange, but Yechezkel has a vision of the third temple, and he dates himself, meaning he tells us exactly when he has this vision. And the pasuk in Yechezkel says it in Perek Mem of Yechezkel, first pasuk of Perek Mem, so that he was in the Be'asher Mechameshana, on the 25th year, Legalasin Rosh Hashanah, Be'asol Lachosh, Be'abasol Lashanah, Achar Asher Hukasa year, it was a Rosh Hashanah of the 10th of the month. Okay? Does that make sense? Let me say that again. It was a Rosh Hashanah on the 10th of the month. Now, Rosh Hashanah doesn't normally fall out on the 10th of the month. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of Tishrei. So what is he saying that he's saying that Rosh Hashanah falls out on the 10th of the month? He's referring to this as a Yovel year. Meaning because there's no such thing as Rosh Hashanah in the 10th of the month unless it's Yovel. Remember what happens on Yovel? We blow the shofar on Yovel on Yom Kippur. Which is, by the way, nowadays we have a minhag that at the end of Yom Kippur we blow shofar. There's a lot of reasons behind that minhag. One of the reasons behind that minhag is because when the Yovel year was actual, so we blew shofar on Yovel. Okay, so so he was describing himself being in a Yovel year. It was 25 years after he was exiled, 14 years after the destruction of the temple. Okay? Be'etzem ha'yom hazeh, I'm just finishing reading the pasuk, Be'etzem ha'yom hazeh, ha'isa alai yad Hashem ve'yavo osi shama. Okay? And at that point in time, I had a vision. So here's what we know as a fact. Fact is that Yechezkel sees himself now, 14 years after the destruction of the temple, 25 years after he was exiled, and that year was a Yovel year. Okay? This is all talking about the first temple, right? We're clear about that. All right, now, that's our starting point. And we're gonna work our way backwards. Okay.
So what is it? We want to find out the Yovel
year? There's a lot of things we want to find out. But we're gonna work backwards now from the Gemara. Gufa, we're in the middle of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, right? Rav Yossi, Omer, Megaglin, Chus, Liyom, Zakai, Vechova, Biyom Chov, right? Good things happen on good days, bad things happen on bad days. Berishona, in the first, Berishona, and the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed on A. Remember? Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Shvius, Mishmar of Yehoyarim. What else do we say? We had one other thing that we said. Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Shvius, Mishmar of Yehoyarim. I think that was it.
They were saying thank you.
I knew there was something else. And they were singing Wednesday Shir Shal Yom, which, as we learned yesterday, they weren't really singing it because it was a Shir Shal Yom. They were singing it as a dirge. Okay. So it was Sunday, post-Shemitah year, is the destruction of the first temple. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, "Bemotzei Shvi'is mimishkach alavaksiv." Now, that can't be. Can't be that it was a Motzei Shvi'is, and I'll tell you why. Because of our pasuk in Yechezkel that we just learned. So the Gemara asks the question, what year is Rosh Hashanah on the 10th day of the month? So that year is a Yovel year. Okay, good. So here's the factual date that we're starting from, 14 years after destruction of the temple, and we're pointing to that year, and that year now is a Yovel year. So the Gemara says now, just put on your mathematical hats. This is not hard math. It's going to be pretty straightforward. Can't be that year is going to be a Yovel year, because if what you're saying is correct about this, the first temple being destroyed on the year after Shemitah, that means that's year one of the cycle. Okay? So, v'izak adach ha-becha b'shavua, charov mi'chad b'shavua l'cha shavua, tamne l'cha b'shavua achrina, chamesh esrei havyan. So the Gemara says, so that would take us not 14 years, but that would take us rather 15 years. Because it would be Shemitah cycle, plus one more year. So, and meanwhile, he's describing himself to be 14 years after the destruction of the temple, and that year is a Yovel year. Meaning simply, working backwards, if you would like the destruction, I mean, we don't want the destruction at all, but if you want the destruction to coordinate with the year after the Shemitah cycle, meaning year one, so you're going to need 15 years. It's going to be 1 week, 2 weeks, that's 14 years. Then he's describing himself now being in the Yovel year, so that's 15 years. Okay, so it's not terrible, but we are off by 1 year. So the Gemara says, so how does that work out? So Amar Ravina ba'arba asrei shana achar shana shehu kasa ha'ir. So the Gemara says, don't count that year of destruction. Meaning, when he says 14 years after destruction, he means 14 years after the year of the destruction. Okay, so... Meaning, year of destruction took place in year one of the Shemitah cycle. Okay? Now, fast forward. But don't start counting that year.
Oh.
Now start counting the next year. Now go 14 years ahead of that. And that year could end up being a Yovel year, as Yechezkel is describing. Okay. That's all. So, for an adjustment of 1 year, it's not so bad. He'll just simply say, don't count the year of the destruction. All right? So the Gemara says, okay, but let's go to the other mile marker of Yechezkel. Yechezkel gave us two mile markers. He tells us that he's sitting in the Yovel year. He's also telling us that, working backwards, 14 years behind me was the destruction of the temple. And 25 years behind me was the time that I was exiled from Israel. Now we go back for just a moment before we read on in the Gemara. And let me just give you a very brief overview of how the first temple ended. It did not end with just a simple destruction, but rather it was a process. Okay, just to give you a brief overview. We start off with the kingdom of Jehoiakim. Jehoiakim, one of the last Judean Davidic kings of Israel. So he started his rule, and approximately 3 years into his rule, emerges a new Babylonian empire led by Nebuchadnezzar. Okay. 1 year, the first year Nebuchadnezzar conquered Nineveh and took over the Assyrians and established a Babylonian empire. Only after 1 year being in power, Nebuchadnezzar then turns to Israel and basically conquers Israel. Okay, he does not destroy anything. He just simply says to Jehoiakim, look, I'm in charge. It'll be a puppet state. And you'll be my puppet king. And that's what Nebuchadnezzar did. Now, the next 3 years, Jehoiakim basically goes along. And then 3 years after that, Jehoiakim says enough. And he tries to revolt against Nebuchadnezzar. And the revolt does not go well. Okay? At the end of those 3 years, so again, it's Nebuchadnezzar for 1 year, Jehoiakim, 3 years of being a subjugated vassal state of Nebuchadnezzar, 3 years of rebellion, and so now in the seventh year of Nebuchadnezzar, right, in the sixth year of Jehoiakim, Nebuchadnezzar says enough, and he exiles. Now, he exiles Jehoiakim, he conquers Jehoiakim. And now the Jews are living now in a partially exiled state, meaning some of the Jews were exiled from Israel, some of the Jews remained in Israel. Now this exiled state, who was one of the exiled people during this period of time? Yechezkel. This is the 25 years that Yechezkel was describing. As I was exiled, this is what's called Galus, the exile of Jehoiakim, who was put in his stead? So his son Jehoiachin. Now, the name sound familiar, which is, if you want, some people call him Yechaniah. Okay. And then Yechaniah and together with the next king, Sidkiyahu, take over. And They last for another 11 more years. After 11 more years, finally Nebuchadnezzar comes in and destroys the temple. Okay? So really, your numbers are going to be, for this discussion, are going to be, now I described there being 7 years of Yehoyakim before he was upended. Do me a favor, just add one more year. So it's really going to be 7 years from when Yehoyakim, from the Nebuchadnezzar conquering Yehoyakim. It's 8 years, if you're following, from when Nebuchadnezzar actually took over. Okay? So from when the point of Nebuchadnezzar taking over until when Yehoyakim was finally squashed and exiled, it's 8 years from Nebuchadnezzar, or if you will, 7 years when he conquered Israel. So 7 and 8. Okay? Keep those numbers in mind. Now I told you that after Yehoyakim was finally conquered by Nebuchadnezzar, it took another 11 years, where you had Yechaniah or Yehoyachin, and you had Zedekiyahu, another 11 years before Yerushalayim was finally conquered. So if you add 11 years, 11 plus 7 is 18, 11 plus 8 is 19. So 18 or 19 years, just depending on whether you're starting from Nebuchadnezzar, that would be 19. 18 if you started from when Nebuchadnezzar conquered Yehoyakim, 18 or 19 years after that, Yerushalayim was finally destroyed. Okay? Those are the background figures. So here's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to coordinate Yechezkel, who's now 14 years after the destruction of the temple, although we just learned it's really 15, because he started counting from the year after the destruction. And he says, in 25 years earlier, I was exiled from Israel. And now what the Gemara is going to try to do is coordinate the 25 years to the time where he was actually exiled from Israel. So now we continue in the Gemara. Sorry, I lost my spot. I'm sorry. So the Gemara says 25. It's not 25. It's 26. The Amar Mar. Now the Gemara quotes this brisa. Now, for those of you who learned Megillah, this brisa should sound familiar. For those of you who have not yet learned Megillah. So you'll get used to this. Galu b'sheva, galu b'shmona. The Jewish people were exiled in year 7, year 8. Galu b'yudches, galu b'yutes. They were exiled in year 18 and year 19. Now, based on the explanation that I gave you before I read the Gemara, you now know that 7 and 8 are not two separate exiles. 7 or 8 is referring to the same exile. It just happens to be that it's two starting points. Either you start counting from Nebuchadnezzar, that would be 8, or you start counting from Nebuchadnezzar conquering Israel for the first time, and that would be 7 years from then. So 7 and 8 are not two points. 7 and 8 is the same historical point, just from different countings. And the same thing is true with 18 and 19. Galubi Yitches, Galubi Yitzes, they were exiled in 18 and 19. 19 years, this is now talking about the actual destruction of the first temple. 19 years from assuming power, world domination, 18 years from when he conquered Israel. Okay, so that is all what I just gave you, the correct understanding of this brisa that I just read. Galu b'sheva, galu b'shmona, galu b'yudches, galu b'yudtes. Okay? It will take the Gemara approximately 5 lines for when the Gemara realizes that what I said is correct. Not because I know better than the Gemara, just simply because I read ahead. Okay? But that's it. But essentially, what now the Gemara will do for the next 5 lines is be a little bit unclear in terms of what the brisa meant, and because of its lack of clarity, so therefore it will get confused about the 25 years that Yechezkel was describing. Mishev ve'atam neisrei chadsrei. Now, from 7 until 18, so that's going to be 11 years. V'chamesh esrei v'shis havya. So now, 11 years plus, not 14, as Yechezkel describes, but 15, because remember, Ravina says, don't count the year of destruction, so 11 plus 15 is equal to 26. And there lies a problem, because Yechezkel was describing, it was 25 years since I've been exiled, and now all we're doing is a little bit of math, it's based on numbers that we already know, and it comes out to 26. 14 years, but remember, it's 14 plus the year of destruction, plus 11 more years, because it was 11 years from when he was exiled to when the temple was actually destroyed. So 11 plus 15, 26. So Amlecha Ravina, so Ravina says to whoever's talking to him, it's not clear, Amlecha or Ravina would say to you, Ulididcha minicha mechti galo nami bitcha asrei. So they were also exiled in year 19. Sorry, yeah, right. Mishev v'achasrei tartisrei. Tartisrei. So meaning, look, you think the number is 14, not 15, right? Whoever's out there challenging Ravina. But still, to go from year 7 to year 19 is 12 years. So what Ravina's saying now is take your 12 years, add it to your 14, and you have 26. The Arbistre Esrim Vishithavyan, so that's already 26 years. Now, it's not, this question that was just proposed is not an actual question, because what the Gemara did is the Gemara jumped from 7 to 19. Now, as I already explained to you, from 7 to 19, that's not fair, because the 7 and 8 are representing the same year, as is the 18 and 19 representing the same year. Elamaisach lememar, levar mishasa degaloba, ledidinam levar mishasa degaloba. So the Gemara says, now, what are you going to say? Don't count the year of exile. I'll say the same thing. Don't count the year of exile. Mikomakom, tishrei l'ravina kashya. So the Gemara says, okay, but still, how is Ravina going to understand that 19th year? Misvar shalsh galiyot havei. So the Gemara says, okay, let's go to correct understanding now of the Braisa. Galu b'sheva l'kivish yo'yakim, shishmona levucha netzar. 7 and 8 is the same year. It's just where we're counting from. 7 from Galus Yahoyakim, 8 from Nebuchadnezzar taking over the world. Shmona Asra Lekivash Yahoyakim, Shehicha Asra LeNebuchadnezzar. 18-19, the same year. It's just 18 years from when Yahoyakim was first conquered by Nebuchadnezzar, 19 years from when Nebuchadnezzar took over. The Amar Mar Shana Rishona Kivash Ninveh, the Gemara here quotes Seder Olam. Seder Olam is a brisa that goes over the history of the Jewish people. Year 1, he conquered Nineveh, he meaning Nebuchadnezzar. Shnia, Allah v'kivash Yehoyakim. And in the second year, he went and he conquered Yehoyakim. Okay? And Ad Kan Hakafa Aleph, meaning that is now, that's the end of round 1 of this discussion. Okay, we're going to go through a couple rounds over here. Okay, so a better picture now of the Churban HaMikdash. And again, everything is really from the perspective. It's an interesting perspective from Yecheskel, 14 years after the Churban Bayis Rishon. The reason why is very simple, because he gives us numbers. Meaning he says, I'm sitting here 14 years after the destruction of the temple. It's a Yovel year, and it was 25 years after I was exiled. So now that we have that point of reference, all we're going to do now is work our way backwards. So now, how do we do? And we also know there's one other piece of information that needs to be coordinated. Oh, I said it already. I'm sorry. That year was a Yovel year. Okay, so now we're going to go work our way backwards. So the one of the challenges is to say the year of the destruction was the year after the Shemitah year, because we have that as a tradition as well. So the Gemara says, okay, so for that, we'll fidget a little bit. Meaning, even though he's describing a Yovel year, even though going back 14 years does not put us at a Yovel year, he says 14 years, not including the year of the destruction. Okay? So the year of destruction, then followed by 14 years, which is now going to be a Yovel year. Okay? And then what we also did is we worked our way backwards, and now another 11 years, and 11 years is the time that Yecheskel was actually exiled. Okay? Good. V'chein b'shnia. Okay, and then we said like this. Second temple, same story. Meaning, remember, bad things happen on bad days. So, Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Shvius, Mishmar of Yehoyarim, which the Gemara later on will question. That doesn't make sense, but right now we'll say it. Mishmar of Yehoyarim, it was the destruction of the second temple. Now, v'chein b'shnia v'shnia b'motzei shvius m'mishkach l'mechti b'ayisheni kamakam arba mea v'esrim. So, how long did the second temple exist for? And the Gemara gives us a number of 420 years. Okay, a side point. Interesting side point, but really a side point for our discussion. We're much more interested in the daf. But from a historical side point, you will note there's a discrepancy between historians and our tradition. I mean, we're also historians. We're not anti-history. But there's we have our tradition that the Gemara here gives us right now, which is that the Second Temple existed for 420 years. And then the historians, any time you take any history class about when the First Temple was, when was the First Temple destroyed? What, like, what number do you have in your head, if any? So, right, 480. It was the year that you'll read in most of your history books is going to be the year 586, before the Common Era, okay? And that means then 70 years of exile. So that means that the Second Temple was built in the year 516. Okay. Now, 516 before the Common Era. Again, just this basic history. So this is what you'll find in most history books. If that's accurate, so then you're talking about a Second Temple that has been around for a long time, meaning 516. We assume generally that the Second Temple was destroyed in the year 70 of the Common Era. So essentially, you're talking about a Second Temple from a historical standpoint that lasted for nearly six centuries. Well, that's already that's way more than I know or would understand. That's a speculation aside. That's your general number. So they're going to have that Second Temple around for about six centuries, just a shade under six centuries. Our tradition, the Gemara that we're learning right now, assumes that the Second Temple lasted for 420 years. Okay, just and how do you understand that discrepancy? So I have a book in my house if anyone wants to borrow it that talks about it and tries to make sense. It's interesting. I forgot the name of the book I own, but he goes over various people's trying to resolve the discrepancy between our tradition and it's interesting because, you know, it's basically he put it into three camps, meaning our tradition is right, the historical tradition is secular history is correct, or some compromise, which, you know, hard to do. Okay, anyway, that's just an aside, but let's go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara says that the Second Temple lasted for 420 years. Now, what we need to do is, again, we're not interested in, you know, this is not good, but what we need to do is coordinate that the year of this destruction of the Second Temple, as our tradition has it, was a post-Shemitah year. Now, before we start this next discussion, just one piece of halachic information, which we've seen time and again, and that is the following. Yovel. Yovel is the 50th year, right? I think we can all agree to that. Here's the part where we're not going to agree to. Now, after the Yovel year, after your 50th year, do you start counting your new Shemitah cycle? Or what's your alternative? Yovel is year one of the next cycle. Now, you understand now that basically you're talking about a discrepancy of either a 50-year cycle or a 49-year cycle. Meaning if Yovel is an independent year, so then it's Shemitah, then Yovel, and then year one. So that now creates a nice 50-year cycle, which when we talk in centuries is a really easy discussion to have because one century equals two Yovels. Okay. The other way to do it, however, is no, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which is Yovel is year one of the next cycle. So that means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yovel is still going to not produce a 50-year cycle but a 49-year cycle. In century talk, so that means for every century, we're going to have two Yovels, but we're also going to have two additional years. Okay.
Are we going to assume that when Bias Cheney started, the Yovel clock started?
We're going to assume, the Gemara's assumption is going to be, that when Bias Cheney started, Yovel started counting the beginning. Meaning the whole Shemitah started anew. Although later on this morning, the Gemara's going to suggest that it didn't start immediately. For various reasons, which later on the Gemara's going to talk about. Okay, now, So let's start off the easy discussion, which is Yovel's a 50-year cycle. So if we're starting off that way, and we know now that the temple lasted for 420, second temple lasted for 420 years, and as Stuart just pointed out, that we're starting the count at the beginning of the second temple, so now the math is really easy. So 400 years, I'll just say it outside, and then we'll read it inside really quickly. 400 years, okay, in other words, good. That's 8 Yovel cycles, and now the last 20 years of the second temple. Last 20 years of the second temple, so what are we experiencing? One Shemitah cycle, a second Shemitah cycle, that's 14 years, plus another 6 more years. So, if what all we're saying is correct, so now it turns out that the second temple was destroyed not in year 1 of the Shemitah cycle, but in year 6 of the Shemitah cycle. Okay. Good. Good? Not good. Meaning, of course, not good in general, but not good in terms of our coordination of numbers, because we have a tradition that the second temple was destroyed in a post-Shemitah year. Okay. That's going to be a problem. So the Gemara addresses this. I'll read it inside. We're now on the top of Yudbeis Amud Beis. V'chein b'shnia v'shnia b'motzei shvius mi'mishkach la'michti b'ayshine kamakam arba mea v'esrim. Okay, 420 years is the total length of the second temple. Arba mea tamnei yovlei. So 400 of those 420, that represents 8 yovel cycles. Arba srei trei. In other words, now 2 more Shemitah cycles gets us 14 more years. I'm sorry, Trei Shavuot, 2 more weeks. Pashaluhu Shis. So that leaves us now 6. Havalei B'shisa B'Shavuot. Now it turns out that the second temple was destroyed in the 6th year. Hamani. So the Gemara says, okay, that's a problem. We'll say like this. You assumed going into the discussion that we were holding at the Chachamim that Yovel was a 50-year cycle, and we don't start counting the new cycle until the next year. The Gemara says no. We're going to assume now that we're going like Rebbe Yehuda. Damar Shnas Chamishim Olakan Olakan. Now, the way the Gemara is going to do the math, you could do the math a number of different ways, is that look, according to Rebbe Yehuda, for every 50 years that we thought is one Yovel cycle, it's 50 years minus 1. Okay, because it's 49 years. So what we're going to do now, after 400 years, how many days, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are now left over? 8. Okay, so it's very simple. Tamnaya. I see Tamnaya mitamnaya yovle. So we had now, for 400 years, we had 8 yovels. According to Rabbi Yehuda now, that gives us an extra 8 days.
Vani shis.
Huh?
Years.
I meant 8 years. Thank you. Perfect. Vahani shis have arbeisar. Now the
6 that were left over.
Right, 6 that right. We had now 6 that were left over. Now we're right. So ishtakech the b'motzei shvius charuv. So now what we're going to do is we're going to take those 8 years, add them to the 6, right? Because and now we had 2 cycles of shvius, a third cycle of shvius. And then the year after that, because it's another 8, so it's another week, another 7-year cycle, and then an 8th, that takes us now to the year after Shemitah. So, okay, good. So, this works out well now if you're going like Rebbe Yehuda. Here's the problem. we could be going like Rebbe Yehuda. In other words, it's a valid position. The Rebbe Yehuda position is a valid position. Here's the problem. The problem is that this Brisa said, it's true by the second temple, whatever was true by the first temple. Which means that this Brisa has the first and second temple being destroyed in the post-Shemitah cycle. So our numbers work for the second temple, going like Rabbi Yehuda, on a 49-year basis, where then it does work out that the second temple was destroyed in a post-Shemitah year. But now, let's go back to the first temple. Now, for that first temple, let me give you the background information that we all need to know. First temple is a little bit easier in that it lasted for 410 years, but that's not when they started counting Shemitah for that first temple. When they start counting Shemitah? When they entered into the land of Israel. Okay. The first Beis HaMikdash was built how many years after the Exodus? So the correct number is 480. Okay. 480 years after the Exodus. We know that because the Pasuk says so. Okay. Pasuk in the beginning of Malachim. 480 years. Now, of those 480 years, take away 40 years, because those years we were wandering in the desert. Okay? That's 440. As I told you, the first temple lasted for 410 years. 410 years plus 440 years? 850. Okay. From the time that we entered into the land of Israel till the time that the first temple was destroyed, 850 years. That's a mouthful. That's nearly a millennia. Okay? Now, right, as Michael already figured out, that 17 Shemitahs, if you're working with a 50-year cycle. Yeah, if you're working with a 50-year cycle, that is now going to be 17 Shemitahs. 17 Yovlos. 17 times 50 is 850. Good. Okay, so we're all okay with the math? It's again, it's just addition, subtraction, and a little bit of multiplication. No derivatives, no integrals. Now let's see the Gemara inside, because what the Gemara is going to try to do now, if we're going like Rav Yehuda, which the Gemara would like to have proposed, so now we're going to try to see, working with this magic number of 850, whether or not we can have the first temple being destroyed the year after Shemitah. Let's see the Gemara inside. The Gemara is going to try to figure this out. Titania, we learned in a braisa. Shivas or Yovlos mani Yisrael mishenichnus la'aretz v'achi yatsu. The Jewish people count to 17 Yovlos. Good. We're right on track. V'yata yocholama mishiva shenichnus umanu. Misha'a shenichnus umanu shim ata omer kei nimsa beis chavar b'tchilas Yovel. Now, you can't say they started counting the moment they went into Israel. You can't. Why not? Because then it turns out that the temple was destroyed on a Yovel year. Meaning, spot on. Spot on. Because if we started counting from when the Jews entered into the land of Israel, and now you're going 850 years from the Jews entered into Israel until when the first temple was destroyed, so now you're going to, that's a Yovel year, and the temple was destroyed in a Yovel year. Why can't we say that the temple was destroyed in a Yovel year? Beginning of today's daf. Pasuk in Yecheskel. That Pasuk in Yecheskel says that Yecheskel was 14 years after the temple was destroyed, and says Yecheskel, this is a Yovel year. So we know that the year, 14 years after the destruction of the first temple, was a Yovel year. So the Gemara says, exactly. For that Pasuk in Yecheskel, you cannot say they started counting from year one. So when did they start counting? Everyone knows the answer. 14. Meaning, if Yecheskel is 14 years after the temple was destroyed, and that's a Yovel year, that must mean that they didn't start counting until 14 years into the entering into the land of Israel. Now, what's been happening for those 14 years? This we've said time and again. 7 years of conquering, 7 years of dividing. Okay, perfect. Now, I say the word perfect, it does work out perfectly. Here's the problem. The problem is that we were explaining the second temple using a Rabbi Yehuda, right, taking off a year. And meanwhile now, the first temple, all this was working out perfectly, if you follow the Chachamim, on a 50-year cycle, not the 49-year cycle. V'i Rabbi Yehuda, now says the Gemara, plug in Rabbi Yehuda to everything we just said. Oh, it's going to be hard. Because Aisi Shavasre Mishavasre Yovle, because remember, for every Yovel, according to Rav Yehuda, you get an extra year. Because it's not a 50-year cycle, it's a 49-year cycle. So that's an extra year. So at the end of 17 Yovel cycles, how many extra years do you get? 17. Shade Ahane, Havele, Betasa B'Shavua. Now, you're going to take those 17 years and stick them at the end, according to Rav Yehuda. That's a problem. Because now 17 additional years. So now, we're now talking in Shemitah cycles. That's 14 years of Shemitah cycles, plus another 3 more years. Okay, that's not good. Because now the first temple, according to Rav Yehuda, is being destroyed in year 3 of the Shemitah cycle. And again, our tradition has it, it was destroyed in year one of the Shemitah cycle. Okay, good. So, we're kind of stuck. The second part of the Braisa, the describing the second temple, works, meaning, we'll have the second temple being destroyed in the year one of the Shemitah cycle, if we work with a Rabbi Yehuda counting, a 49-year cycle. The first temple only will work out if we're working with a Chachamim counting of a 50-year cycle, then we'll have the first temple destroyed in year one of the Shemitah cycle. But what we can't seem to do is we can't seem to coordinate, meaning we can't have either both of them going like the Chachamim or both of them going like Rabbi Yehuda. There lies the problem, and the Gemara now is going to throw in one more little variable, a curveball, if you will. You can ask any baseball player, it's just not easy to hit a curveball. The demise of many a good baseball player. Okay, and the Gemara is going to throw in the following. We're going to assume, like Rabbi Yehuda, that it works with a 49-year count. Both temples, Temple 1 and Temple 2. Temple 2 works out perfectly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so we don't need to focus on that. How does Temple 1 work with a Rabbi Yehuda count of 49 years, considering the fact that we need, in order to fit into our tradition, we need the temple to be destroyed in year 1 of the Shemitah cycle, and when we plugged in the numbers, it was year 3 of the Shemitah cycle? So the Gemara says like this. So here's the curveball. During the first temple, the 10 northern tribes were exiled. In comes Sancheriv, king of Ashur, and exiles the 10 northern tribes. Now, at that point in time, the count is off. Yovel is off. We're going to learn in Erechin, later on in the Masechta, that in order for us to be able to count Yovel, you need the majority of the Jewish people, represented by all 12 tribes, to be living in Israel. Okay.
All the tribes and majority.
You need all tribes, majority of the Jews. Okay, end of Erechin. We're going to be learning all the sources for this. So now Sancheriv comes and he exiles the Jewish people, and this is the middle of the first temple. So at that point in time, not the middle, more towards the end of the first temple. At that point in time, now done. Done meaning we stopped counting Yovel. Now, says the Gemara, wait. Says the Gemara, Ad Asa Yirmiyahu Ahadrinu. And then what happens is, Yirmiyahu starts collecting the Jewish people. Starts collecting the Jewish people. Meaning, little known fact, and when I say little known fact, it's kind of funny because the Gemara says it right here. Little known fact is that they're not 10 lost tribes. Or, not totally. Meaning, there was a point historically where Yirmiyahu brought them back into Israel. Okay. Now, unclear from the Gemara how many of them he brought back, right? But he daf Yud Beis and Erechin, 12. That'll help us remember.
You'll never forget now.
So now Ahadrina, so he brought them back. Now that he brought them back, now they started counting anew. Okay, meaning that now it does seem. First of all, how long was it from? Okay, so it's from this Gemara's discussion, it is clear that it was a total suspension of counting. Now, it could be that they were still following the Shemitah cycle. It could be.
But they were saying they did not.
But, right. In other words, not from a fundamental standpoint. Meaning, once Yirmiyahu brought them back, restart the clock. Restart the whole clock.
So now they became counting
according to this Gemara. Minatar, we do not count. We're counting all rabbinically. And it could be, what I'm suggesting, although I'm not 100% sure, is that when Sancheriv exiled, maybe they still continued with a rabbinic count of Shemitah, perhaps. But what the Gemara is absolutely assuming is that Yirmiyahu brought everyone back, and when Yirmiyahu brought everyone back, so they started counting anew. And from that point, now the Gemara doesn't give us what that point actually is, okay? Rashi does go through the numbers. See Rashi for discussion. But from that point in time, we will now assume that We will now assume that it was a year after the Shemitah cycle that the first temple was actually destroyed. Just to give you a quick overview of Rashi, Rashi tells us that... Okay. Yeah. Rashi tells us that it was Yirmiyahu during the reign of Yoshiyahu the king. Yoshiyahu the king was ruled for a total of 31 years. Of those 31 years, 14 of them is when the tribes were actually brought back. And then you just go forward from that point in time. 14 years of Yoshiyahu, 11 years of Yehoyakim, 11 years of Tzidkiyahu.
But the king's count is based on Nisan. It's not based on Tishrei.
Rashi goes through that point as well. Wow. Okay? So, yeah, there's a lot to consider. I'm giving larger brush strokes just to get us through this point. So, in other words, 14 years of Yoshiyahu, of Melech Yoshiyahu, 11 years of Melech Yehoyakim, and 11 years of Tzidkiyahu, you're now talking a total of 36 years. 36 years, okay? So 35 divided by 7 goes in evenly. So in other words, so in the 36th year is the year after Shemitah. Okay? That's, again, I just gave you a quick overview of Rashi in terms of how it now works out based on Yirmiyahu bringing back those ten northern tribes, how it now could be that the Jews, the first temple was destroyed in the year one of the Shemitah cycle. E bayis ema. Okay, back to the Gemara now. The Gemara is going to make another suggestion. La'olam rabbanan. Maybe what we'll do is we'll go back to the Chachamim. Now, going back to the Chachamim was easier because going back to the Chachamim puts everything at a 50-year clip. And the first temple worked out perfectly according to the Chachamim. Remember? It's the second temple that does not work out according to the Chachamim. V'chi ketani v'chein b'shniya asha'ara. So the Gemara says that when it says by the second temple that everything was going like the first temple, it wasn't going on every point. It was only going on some of the points, not on all the points. Meaning on Tisha B'Av, on Sunday, Motzei Shabbos, on a Sunday, on those points. But you don't have to say that the second temple was destroyed in a post-Shemitah year. Hachinami Mestarben, the Gemara says, and I'll tell you what, it's really logical. Meaning it's not crazy to make that suggestion. The Gemara says, and I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara says, because if you take the Braisa literally, that means that the second temple was destroyed during the Mishmar of Yehoyariv. Now, as we'll learn in just a moment, there was no Mishmar of Yehoyariv during the second temple. There was none. And so therefore, it can't be that when the Braisa says V'chein Mishniyah, it means on all points. Now, how do we know that there was no Mishmar of Yehoyariv during the second temple? So the Gemara says, I'll give you the background for that. The Hatanya we learned in the following Braisa. And the Braisa says, Arba Mishmar Salom in Agola. When they came up from the exile for the second temple, not all the Kohanim came. In fact, of the 24 Kohanic families, only 4 of the 24 came. I said this many times. The return to Israel to build that second temple was not exciting and popular and fanfare. It was, I don't know how to describe this in terms of a building of a temple, but it was pathetic. Meaning it was only a minority of the Jewish people, and as we're learning right now, it was only a minority of the Kohanic families who came up to build the second temple. People were happy in Bavel. And if you don't think if you think history doesn't repeat itself, look at us over here in Galus. So, Alum and Agola, Yediya, V'charim, Pashchor, V'Eimar. So only 4 of the Kohanic families came back. Amdu Nevi'im Shebeinem V'chalkum L'chavdal Mishmar. And so the Nevi'im at the time said, you know what? You're the 4 brave families who are coming back. You're getting everything. Meaning of the 24 Kohanic families, you 4 families are going to get it all. I understand that, but they're now going to become, It went from 24 families to these four principal families. So Bala Manasim Bekalpi, Ba Yidiyah Venato Chalkova, Chelech Chavir of Sheish, Ba Charim, we're now on the top of Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Venato Chalkova, Chelech Chavir of Sheish, Vechein Pashchor, Vechein Amar. So we have now these four families getting it. Now you'll notice of these four families, Yehoyariv was not one of these four families. Vechein Amar, Itkinu Nevim Shebeinem Shafilo, Yehoyariv Rosh Mishmaros Ola. And even if Yehoyariv were to come back, and by the way, Yehoyariv was Rosh Mishmaros. They were the head family of the Kohanim. And they did not come back to Israel to build that second temple. So even if they come back, Lo Yidche Yidia Mimkamo, Ela Yidia Ikar, V'Yehoyariv Tafel Lo. So, but rather what's going to be is that Yedaya is going to be the head Mishmar, and Yehoyariv, you're just going to be an ancillary part to Yedaya. But in other words, there is no Mishmar of Yehoyariv during the Second Temple, period. So when it says V'chein B'shniya, it doesn't mean on everything, it means on some of these points. And now we know that it does not include the Mishmar of Yehoyariv, we can now argue that it also does not mean that the Second Temple had to have been destroyed in the first year of the Shemitah cycle, the post-Shemitah year. Ela Asha'ara. Okay. Rav Ashiyam, Hanach Shishani Ad Salik Ezra, Umakdish lo kachashiv lehu. Rav Ashi says like this. You know what? Let's say it like this. Let's say the entire Bryce is going like the Chachamim. Okay. What was the problem? Problem was, is that we couldn't coordinate the year of the destruction to be a post-Shemitah year. So Rav Ashi says, I'll tell you what. Here's where you made a miscalculation. You assume they started counting from the year that they went back in to build the second temple. And the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Shishani ad desalik Ezra umaktish lo kachashiv lehu. Don't count the first 6 years. First 6 years, Ezra wasn't back yet. Only when Ezra comes back, then and only then do we start counting. Okay, dechsiv. And how do I know that? So the Gemara now is going to construct this argument using a number of psukim to do so. Okay. Be'adin betilta avidat beit elahana debi yushalayim. Pasuk in Ezra, it's right, that's not Hebrew, that's Aramaic. Right? Ezra does a flip. Ezra flips over into Aramaic somewhere in the second parak and stays in Aramaic. And so it's a hard read. It's even for those of us who our Gemara Aramaic is very good, you don't need a lot of vocabulary to know Gemara, right? Just as a little secret between me and you. Once you get the structure of the Gemara, I know it's easy for me to say it, but it's easy, right? If you want to see if you know Aramaic, try reading Targum on Chumash, or tried reading Sefer Daniel. Those are, then you'll know if you really speak Aramaic. So, Ba'adem Batilta Havid Beit Alakana, we stopped the building of the Beit Alakana in Yerushalayim, Uksiv Shitza Beisa Dana Ad Yom Talsa Leyerech Adar Dihishna Shith Lamachus Daryavish Malka. 6 year of the kingdom of Daryavish. V'tanabos Azman L'shana Haba Ala Ezra V'galuso Imo. A year afterwards, Ezra comes up. Seventh year of the king of Daryavesh. Then and only then do we start the count. If that's correct, if that's accurate, so then we're actually fine. Meaning, we could work with the Chachamim count of 50-year clips. And we can still have it that the temple was destroyed in the year... in the year after, we're talking now about the second temple, the year after the Shemitah cycle, because you're going to take those 6 years, we're going to attach them to the end, and then it would work out that the temple was actually destroyed in a post-Shemitah year. Gufa, let's do a little bit more for today. Shiva asar yovos manu yisrael, mishenichlis arat vashiyatza v'yata yochol oma, mishenichlis numanu shiimata omer, mishenichlis numanu nimsa beis charev b'tchelas yovah v'yata mozei, v'arba asrei shana echa asher hukasa ha'ir, Sheva Shekiv Shemin. Okay, the Gemara's question over here is going to be a really simple one. How do we know that it took, in other words, we know that it took 14 years before the Jewish people started counting Shemitah. And we know that because we work backwards. Yecheskel says that 14 years after the destruction of the first temple was a Yovel year. And so now we work backwards. So now we know that when they entered into Israel, it was 14 years before they started counting. Good. That we know. For those 14 years, what was going on? So we said, 7 years of conquering, 7 years of dividing. How do we know 7 years of conquering? We're going to base it on the lifespan. We're going to base it on the lifespan of Kalev. Kalev was 40 years of age when he was sent to spy out the land. Okay, and he says, I was 58 years of age. 85 years of age. V'amamar shana v'shana asam Moshe mishkan shnei hukam ha-mishkan v'shalach meraglim ki avar yardin kalev bar kama hava. Now, as they crossed the Jordan River, how old was Kalev? Okay. Bar tamnayin nechi tartin. He was 80 minus 2. Otherwise known to us as 78 years of age. Ki kamaflig nachalos kamar. Ben chamesh v'shmonim shana anochi. And when they start dividing the land, he says, I'm 85. 78 upon entering into the land of Israel, 85 when they start dividing the land. So that means that's 7 years of conquering.
Is that where we know it from?
That's the Gemara says. That's how ishtakach tosheva kivshu. Now that's how we know that it was 7 years for conquering the land. Sheva shechilku minalan. How do I know there were 7 years for dividing the land? You're going to love these two answers of the Gemara. Ibai zema midasheva kivshu sheva chilku. Well, the Gemara says, well, 7 years for conquering, it must be 7 years of dividing. I'm not sure how that argument works, but the Gemara says, but seven for seven. Okay, that's argument number one. The Gemara says, Ibai zema midalom mishkachalu arba asfei shana achar shehu kasayir. Or the Gemara says, look, we know that Yovel was 14 years after the destruction of the first temple. That's only gonna work if we go back and say, well, they didn't start counting until 14 years in. So working backwards, we know it must have been 7 years of conquering, 7 years of dividing the land.
This also goes according to Yehuda, because 14 years, because after 14 years, then Yovel.
14. Okay. Hold that for just a second. Okay, and that so ends our discussion of the history. So again, take away points from today. I know there's a lot of information today. I realize that. But take away points from today. First temple was 410 years, second temple 420 years. We have a tradition that the temple was destroyed in a post-Shemitah year for both temples 1 and 2. It's difficult considering the fact that we have two Shemitah counts to consider. The Chachamim, which is its 50-year clips, or Rav Yehuda, where it's 49-year clips. And what the Gemara tried to do, and it was most of today's daf, is try to coordinate so that each temple, both temples 1 and 2, will be destroyed in a post-Shemitah year, both according to the Chachamim and according to Rav Yehuda. And there were a couple of curveballs for today. To me, the most interesting curveball was that during the first temple, they stopped counting Shemitah because of the exile of the northern kingdom, and then they only restarted counting the last 36 years of that first temple when Yirmiyahu brought back in the northern tribe. Okay, but obviously, though, that's just one of many points to consider from today's stuff. Okay.